So our bumper music for this segment, just especially for my guest, who joins me via way of telephone, Dr. Gary Vocio, the health director for the Georgia Department of Public Health's Northwest Health District. Dr. Vocio, I played some Fog Hat just for you.
Good morning. Oh, that's funny. Thank you.
And, of course, folks may have heard that interview a couple of months ago when we were when you meant to say fog head in relation to COVID symptoms, and we ended up talking about fog hat for a few seconds.
a fool for the city, absolutely.
Yeah. I actually had slow ride, which,
better.
yeah. So you and I were talking during the break, and you have some fairly good news to share in regards to coronavirus.
Well, yes, we are not going to do any more testing at our health departments. We are focusing on vaccinations, by the way. We're going to eliminate testing tomorrow at our health departments. So our nurses have done a remarkable job with the testing over a year now. But anyways, yes, we are seeing improvements in our numbers in Floyd County and our surrounding counties in particular. Our case rate is down by 30%, and our deaths are fairly insignificant over the past 2 weeks, although we've had a few deaths in Floyd County. Bartow County has had some deaths recently, but our positivity rates certainly are coming down, and this is being seen not only nationally in Georgia, but in our surrounding counties and Floyd County. Floyd County's positivity rate over the past 2 weeks is around 6-7%, which is just remarkable. Our hospital admissions are down by 23%. Our ICU bed use for COVID is down to 26% in Floyd County. But this is also being seen in, for example, Bartow and Paulding County. Hospital admission rates are down. Positivity rates are down. And fortunately, our deaths from COVID are down also in all the surrounding counties. So, you know, we are seeing numbers that we haven't seen since last summer. Our peak was from Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, when we had such a tremendous hospitalization from COVID, and the numbers were just extraordinarily high. Had a lot of deaths, and I don't know if people remember, but, our local hospitals, all of our hospitals in our district were on diversion for a brief period of time from this horrible surge we had. But we are now seeing smaller numbers, we haven't seen since last summer. It's so good to see.
Yeah, that is pretty remarkable.
Yeah,
and there's some good news on the horizon in that the FDA is poised to approve the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I believe, didn't they say it's this Friday?
Pretty soon. Within the next day or two, or maybe even, maybe longer, a week or two, but very, very soon. This is a DNA vaccine. It's a well-proven technique, and we hope with the Johnson & Johnson and possibly the AstraZeneca coming out shortly thereafter, we will have many, many vaccines available throughout the country. And, right now the problem with our vaccination programs is the distribution of the vaccine for Pfizer and the Moderna. They just can't produce enough of it. And Georgia asks for millions of doses, and we get a small amount, and it's distributed throughout the state. There's a formula that is used for distribution, but, with last week, the winter storm that hit in the Midwest in Texas, which hit Memphis, Tennessee, our vaccines were very, very limited last week. Hopefully this week we'll get a large number of vaccines available, but hopefully with the Johnson & Johnson, the DNA single dose vaccine that Johnson & Johnson is going to produce, we will get more vaccines into arms. We're really looking forward to getting more vaccines.
Now, talking about the vaccines and how you hope to get more in the future, I know we're in the midst of the phase 1A plus of vaccination. When do you anticipate that we'll move into the next phase?
Boy, I do not know. We're waiting for the governor in consultation with the commissioner of health, Dr. Toomey, to determine when the next phase is going to be. I suspect it's going to be soon, but I do not know who will be included in that phase. But I suspect it's going to be soon. We're moving ahead with the 1A plus, and those are people over age 65 and their caregivers, first responders, and healthcare workers. People in long-term care facilities and staff, those are the groups that are eligible. And by the way, Now there are four large vaccination sites, mega sites in Georgia, where people can get online at the dphgeorgia.gov website. And if they're eligible, they can sign up at the four major sites in Albany, in Clarksville at the Habersham County Fairgrounds, the Macon Farmers Market, or the Delta Airlines Museum. Those source places, if people want to get a vaccine, if they're eligible, they can sign up online and go get a vaccine. But I do not know when we will advance past the 1A plus. It may be sooner than later, but I have no information.
Well, hopefully we'll get that update pretty soon.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned a little while ago about how you're ending the operation of free COVID-19 testing sites around the district. We actually got that release yesterday evening, and in that release, you guys basically emphasized that this decision to cease free testing shouldn't be taken as an indicator that the virus isn't a problem in Northwest Georgia anymore.
It's a great point. Thank you for bringing that up. Yes. It doesn't mean that this pandemic is over. It means that we are focusing on vaccinations. And we realize that all of the healthcare providers in our 10-county district in Northwest Georgia, there's testing so available in, you know, a lot of health centers, clinics, you know, including doctor's offices, of course, hospitals, freestanding clinics. There are so many testing sites. We thought it was just time and the best time to relinquish that to the other healthcare providers. So we have to focus on vaccines. And our nurses have been giving vaccines since there's been public health. So they're very well able to do the vaccinations. And we're still doing vaccines by appointment. We're getting vaccines into arms when we have enough vaccine. We are calling people when their appointments have been made, and we call people to let them know, yes, we have gotten vaccines delivered, and we get the vaccines into the arms. And, you know, at one point we were doing, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 vaccines a week, more than that, actually, in our health departments. But the vaccine delivery kind of slowed up on us, but hopefully we'll get more soon.
Definitely keeping our fingers crossed. So we're rapidly running out of time. For those of you just tuning in, my guest is Dr. Gary Vocio. He is the health director for the Georgia Department of Public Health's Northwest Health District. We've got about a minute or two left, Dr. Vocio. And now we're rapidly approaching the one-year anniversary from the onset of this pandemic. I've got to know what your reflections are at this point.
Well, it's been an enormous thing to see. I mean, a pandemic like this has not been seen worldwide in over 100 years, five generations. And, you know, we had to learn quickly and build the boat as we were sailing. You know, when testing, of course, that was the number one goal, get people tested, determine, you know, where people were sick and how to isolate them and make assurances that, you know, we could control this. We made a lot of mistakes, mask wearing, how to socially distance. You know, those mistakes were made. We have to get that behind us. But this still is a contagious virus. We know it's transmissible. Hopefully the vaccines will prevent transmission. We still do not know that yet, by the way. But hopefully the vaccines may prevent transmission, and we know they are effective. A lot of people are afraid of the vaccine. Only a third to 50% of people don't want to get the vaccine. And, you know, what's worse, dying of COVID or getting a vaccine and having some mild side effects? I'd pick getting a vaccine, which I've done. But we have to persuade people. There is a lot of reluctance out there. You're not going to be tracked by the vaccine. People aren't going to monitor you with the vaccine. We want to save lives with the vaccine, and that's our goal.
Well, I certainly wish you the very best of luck in that endeavor, Dr. Vocio. I know it's a tall task, and I do want to take a moment to thank you and the rest of folks in public health for doing what you can to keep folks safe and healthy.
Thank you. Thank you. And I appreciate your time, the time to let me talk to you again, and our listeners. Thank you very much.